Another day, another milestone for Black entertainers. Earlier this week, Earth, Wind & Fire became the first ever Black group to be inducted into the Kennedy Center Honors, a borderline amazing feat considering that, yes, we are nearly in 2020. It's odd because it's not like KenCen is some super staunch place. They've got freaking skateboarders and graffiti writers down there during the summer, not to mention rappers performing with orchestral backgrounds too. It's dope. For it to take this long at a place that established is a major stunner, but progress nonetheless. If you aren't familiar with their work, first of all, where have you been? And second of all, their band name alone tells you how creative they were and continue to be in history. September and Shining Star are bangers that come to mind, but as far as 70s R&B goes, it was kind of them and everyone else. If you grew up with Black folks in America, you know their hits, period. Philip Bailey, Ralph Johnson, and Verdine White, along with the late great Maurice White, congratulations. Earth, Wind, and Fire across the globe. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.